For thousands of youths who live in and around public housing, street crews are a way of life, not only for the young people who belong to them, but also for kids who are forced to obey turf boundaries or pay the price. The NYPD says crews are responsible for 30% of the shootings citywide, and officials worry that with school out and summer beginning, there could be an uptick in violence. As these gangs continue to grow, WNYC's Kathleen Horn reports why the pull to be a part of them is so strong.
17-year-old Xavier Granville was shot in the head and killed by masked gunmen leaving an apartment complex in Far Rockaway last December. He was about 20 blocks from where he lived.
Honestly speaking, I think it was a setup.
That's 18-year-old Tanisha Muborn. Xavier was killed leaving her birthday party with her boyfriend, DeAndre Kelly, who's also 18. He says his buddy was hit in a spray of rapid-fire bullets.
When I ran in the building, I still heard shots. That's how much shots it was.
DeAndre and Xavier grew up together in the Beach 41st Street houses. They played basketball, Xbox video games, and were inseparable since elementary school. And since they were teens, they've been in the same street crew called the 40 Boys, also known as the Flamer Gang.
Whatever he had, we had. Like, whatever I had, they had. Like, that's how it was. We don't hold back. If I got $4 in my pocket, they got $4 in their pocket.
They also shared disputes with rival crews. They'd been beefing with crews from nearby projects, including Redfern, Edgemere, and the Hamel Houses. Their bravado is on full display in a video posted on YouTube and filmed in and around their project.
I'm gripping with my glass. 2012, crazy now, beef with the floss. Free walker, chicken can't stop her. Dude got a shopper.
DeAndre, or Doogie as he's known, raps from the screen about gripping his Glock and beefing with another Far Rock crew known as the Flock, or POS. It was posted the month Xavier was shot. The Flock naturally posted their response directly on YouTube, incorporating the same beats as their rivals. The young men continually threaten the Flamers, and in both gesture and in their lyrics, they seem to be gloating about Xavier's murder.
When you see my face, you better take your last breath, yeah. Next time I see your name coming, it's after breath, shit. And I ain't really want to do it, but I had to. Put myself in your shoes, this I'd be mad too.
This phenomenon of posts and threats that sometimes ends in violence isn't unique to Far Rockaway. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance says conflicts between crews often play out on social media.
It's no different whether it's talking about getting together on Saturday night or getting together on Saturday night to go shoot somebody.
Law enforcement has been monitoring posts like these in a strategy called Operation Crew Cut. And the NYPD gang division was doubled to help prevent this tit-for-tat violence. Police say 42% of murders last year were motivated by retaliation. Professor David Brotherton is the chair of the sociology department at John Jay College. He's been studying gangs for 2 decades. He says youths like these are motivated less by violence for its own sake and more by a desire to be seen, especially in the celebrity culture.
You want to have a certain amount of status. You want to have a certain self-value. You want to be somebody. And yet in your daily life, you're nobody. You see, you know, you live in the projects. I mean, in a sense, you're invisible, you know, due to your marginality. And yet, if you're in a gang or you're in some deviant group, you're very visible. You know, in fact, you strike fear in the very people who want to make you invisible.
There are about 300 of these crews throughout the city with names like Young Grimies, Pistol Pack and Pitkins, and Very Crispy Gangsters. But more frequently, their names correspond to the housing projects and intersections where they live and to the small parcels of turf that are claimed. St. Mary's Houses in the South Bronx has 2 crews occupying different sides of the street. The project's community center is buzzing with mostly young men hanging out, getting ready to watch the basketball game. A tall African-American baby-faced teen is one of them. He won't share his name, but says he's been part of the crew called the Jackson Avenue Gunners for about a decade. Unlike a traditional gang, he didn't have to officially join, but simply befriended other members. But he says the family style that's synonymous with the mafia is also true for crews.
How would you compare it to the family aspect?
Loyalty, trust, honesty, things like that. Like if I have money, they give me money.
Do you guys have a crew that you're beefing with?
Yeah.
How serious is the beef? Have people been hurt in your crew from the other crew?
Yeah.
How bad?
Dark.
So, you know what I've heard, and you can tell me if this is right, once a beef is going, it's really hard to settle it because people get hurt and then they want to settle the score.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you seen that over those 10 years?
A lot.
How many tits for tats?
Just one. No, one. Well, one and one.
One and one. Yeah. One your side, one their side.
Yeah.
When you heard about it, did it make you feel like that could be you?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's playing it cool, he's fidgeting and looks sad. He feels a deep allegiance to the Gunners and says he loves the adrenaline rush he feels when he's out with them. But he also wants to finish school and get a job so he can help his family move out of St. Mary's. 40-year-old Abdul Malik has dedicated himself to helping motivate kids like this to move in a more positive direction through an organization called Arches in the Bronx. But he says it can be tough because some of these conflicts are so old.
Like Cortland and Mott Haven right here, generational. They've been doing this since their mothers and fathers was kids living in the projects has been beef. But in the same instance, they still have that same passion, compassion, and want to be loved and want to be heard and want to be curdled and all that stuff too.
Malik says to offset the pull of these gangs, advocates like him must be as consistent as fellow crew members, offering programs and options that can begin to expand worlds made chokingly small by ongoing conflicts. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.